At this point in his tales, Beelzebub became silent. After a long pause, he looked at his favorite Hasin with a smile, clearly expressed a double meaning. Then, still smiling, he said, "The text of the etherogram I have just received also indicates that this time, in order to settle once and for all who is descended from whom, they from the apes or the apes from them, these freaks, your favorites, have decided to carry out scientific experiments, and several of them have already left for the continent of Africa, where many of these apes breed, with the object of bringing back the number required for these scientific investigations of theirs. To judge by this etherogram, the beings of the planet Earth who have taken your fancy are once again up to their usual tricks. From all I've learned about them during my observations, I foresee that this scientific experiment will unquestionably arouse the serious interest of the rest of your favorites, and will, for a time, serve their strange reason as material for endless discussion and argument. And all this will be quite in the order of things there. Concerning the scientific experiment itself, which they propose to carry out with the apes brought from Africa, I can say in advance, with certainty, that at any rate, the first part of it will succeed with flying colors. And it will succeed because the apes themselves, issuing from what is called a titillarian result, are by nature very fond of occupying themselves with titillation, and before the day is out will no doubt play their part and enthusiastically assist your favorites in this scientific experiment. As for the beings who propose to carry out this experiment, and as for any benefit to be derived from it by the other three-brained beings there, you can get a good idea of the whole thing if you remember the profoundly wise saying of our Honorable Mullah Nasruddin, "Happy is the father whose son is busy, even with murder and pillage, for then he will have no time to become versed in the fine art of titillation." It seems, my boy, that I have not yet told you why and by whom, ever since I left the solar system Oars, I have been kept informed by etherogram of the most important events taking place on its various planets, and also, of course, on your planet, Earth. You remember that my first descent in person to the surface of that planet of yours was made on account of one of the young beings of our tribe, who afterward did not wish to stay there any longer, but returned with us to the planet Mars, where he later became an excellent administrator of the beings of our tribe, dwelling on that planet, and eventually of all the beings of our tribe, who for one reason or another still dwell on certain planets of the system Oars. Well then, my boy, when I left that solar system, I made him a gift of my famous observatory with everything in it, and in gratitude for this he promised to report to me once a year, according to the time calculation of the planet Mars, all the important events occurring on the planet of that system. And so he keeps me accurately informed of the most important events on all the planets on which there is a being existence. And knowing my great interest in the three-brained beings breeding on the planet Earth, he does his best, as is clearly evident, to send me information concerning all their manifestations, thus keeping me constantly in touch with the whole process of ordinary existence of these three-brained beings, although I am now inaccessibly remote even for their featherweight thoughts. This administrator of our beings gathers all his information about the three-brained beings of the planet Earth, either from his own observations through the great Tescuano I left him, or from reports communicated to him by those three beings of our tribe who chose to remain forever on the planet Earth, all three of whom, at the present time on the continent of Europe, have substantial enterprises of their own, indispensable for everyone existing there, under the prevailing conditions. One of them has an undertaker's business in one of the large cities. The second in another large city runs a bureau for marriage and divorce. And the third is the proprietor of a network of agencies founded in various cities for what is called currency exchange. However, my boy, owing to this etherogram, I've wandered a long way from my original tale. Let us go back to our former theme. Well then, on this fourth flight of mine to the planet Earth, our ship Occasion alighted on the sea called the Red Sea. And we alighted on this sea because it washed the eastern shores of the continent of Grabantse, now called Africa, where I wished to go, and where the ape beings I needed then bred in greater numbers than on any of the other land masses on the surface of your planet. And also because this sea was particularly convenient for mooring our ship Occasion. But above all, because it bordered the country known as Nilia, now called Egypt, where at that period those beings of our tribe existed who wished to remain on that planet and upon whose help I was relying to collect the apes. Having alighted on the Red Sea, we left our ship Occasion and reached the shore by Hippodrenica, and afterward, on camels, we came to the city where our beings existed, then the capital of the future Egypt. This capital city was called Thebes. On the very day of my arrival in the city of Thebes, one of the beings of our tribe there told me, among other things, that the earth beings of that locality had devised a new system for observing other cosmic concentrations from their planet, and were then building the required structures in order to put it into effect, and that this new system, as everybody was saying, offered advantages and possibilities hitherto unprecedented on the earth. When he told me all he had seen with his own eyes, I at once became greatly interested, for from his account of certain details of this new construction, it seemed to me that these terrestrial beings had perhaps found a way of overcoming a difficulty to which I myself had just been giving a great deal of thought while completing the building of my observatory on the planet Mars. And so I decided to postpone for a while my original intention of immediately going farther south on that continent to collect the apes I needed, and to go instead to the place where these structures were being erected in order to find out all about it for myself. Well, then, the day after my arrival in the city of Thebes, I took as a guide one of the beings of our tribe, who had many friends there, among them the chief builder of those structures. And accompanied, of course, by our faithful Ahun, I traveled, this time, on what is called a Tchurtetef, down that great river, now known as the Nile, near the place where this river flowed into a large Salyakuryapnean area. Those great artifacts were just being completed, certain parts of which especially interested me. The district where the work was being carried on, both for this new observatory, as they called it, and for other buildings designed for the welfare of their being existence, was then named Avaslin. A few years later, it came to be called Keironana, and today it is referred to simply as the outskirts of Cairo. These great artifacts were begun long before my fourth flight to the earth by one of their pharaohs, a title given to their kings by the beings of that region. And at the time of my first visit to this place, they were being completed by his grandson, also a pharaoh. Although the observatory that interested me was not quite finished, observations of the visibility of cosmic concentrations could be made from it, and the results issuing from these concentrations as well as the reciprocal action of these results, all could be studied. At that period on the earth, their beings occupied with such observations and studies were called astrologers. But later, when that psychic disease of your favorites called wiseacring was finally fixed in them, and these specialists shriveled and shrank, becoming specialists only in giving names to remote cosmic concentrations, they came to be called astronomers.